T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I love following this guy on Twitter. More importantly, I think he loves following me. He does. How can you not love the Mooch? I'm just telling you right now. Anthony Scaramucci joining us. Mooch, thank you for being here.
It's great to be on, man.
All right. Now, let's jump right into this. What the hell is going on in the Senate, and how would you fix it?
What's going on in the Senate, and how would I fix it?
Yeah, this whole thing with Judge Kavanaugh.
Well, you know, first of all, I mean, more broadly, the Senate, forget it, unfixable. But specifically to Judge Kavanaugh, I think the ambush is unfair to him.
Yeah.
He may have had that indiscretion. I'm willing to take the woman's word for it, although she can't remember the time or place. But I just think it's unfair to ambush him 5 or 6 days before the confirmation vote is going to go through. So I think they have to put new rules around and a new protocol related to how they're going to handle these things. Otherwise, you're going to have personal political assassinations every time somebody's up for a big position, whether it's a cabinet position, Supreme Court, or otherwise. So
yeah.
They've got to change that procedure. But what's wrong with the Senate? You don't have enough time in the day for me to explain to you what's wrong with the Senate or what's wrong with that town. That town is not serving the American people, and they don't care about the American people.
And it's our side as well, right? I mean, it's easy enough to say, oh, my gosh, the Democrats are bad people. They have bad policies and the rest of it. I look at the folks on our side of the aisle and go, Jell-O. Mm-hmm. They've all got Jell-O for spines up there.
Well, just remember, you know, Trump won the election without being – he had no party when he won the election. The Republicans hate him. Now, maybe you're a registered Republican. I'm a registered Republican, and we voted for him. And the man on the street who considers himself a Republican voted for him. But the establishment hates him, right? You know that, right?
Yeah. All right. Now, I want to talk a little bit about this podcast you got going on, Mooch and the Misses, right?
Yep. Yep, I brought my wife as a special guest today. Deirdre, say hello.
Hi. Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Hi. I'm popping in on you.
You are? Well, we're happy to have you here. Hey, while I got you on the line, wait a minute. Don't give it back. Don't give the phone back to your husband yet. Let me ask you.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Now, did you straighten him out? The whole deal was he takes this job in the White House, and the next thing you know, you go, like, Mooch, what are you doing?
Well, I tried to straighten him out, but he's not an easy person to straighten out, you know? He's sort of like Trump that way, and he doesn't really listen to anybody.
Oh,
his own thing. He does his own thing. He's a trailblazer.
All right. I, Jeff, I've got my hair dyed Latin American brown, but now that she's saying that, I'm going with burnt orange from here forward.
Right.
Okay? Going straight burnt orange now that she said that.
Brassy.
Yeah.
Brassy.
Oh, brassy. All right. Well, Mooch, look.
Got to make it brassy.
Yeah, you got this beautiful lady. And by the way, no offense, Deidre. You're gorgeous. I mean, you knew that already, right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't take offense to that. Oh. I appreciate that. That's very nice.
Good.
Of you.
But here you are. You're 9 months pregnant. And he goes, oh, by the way, if you need me, I'm going to be in the Oval Office. What the hell?
Yeah, I know. People always say to me, oh, how's it going? Are you guys okay? I'm like, we are, because Anthony came back to planet Earth and he got his act together. Other than that, I don't know what happened there, but it was like Twilight Zone.
Okay.
I don't know, a meteor hit the Earth or something. I don't know.
All right.
Stars are not aligning.
All right. I'm going to, you know, some people say that the blame in something is 50-50. I'm 99-1 in this one, so I'm totally.
No, I take blame. We both have blame.
No. I definitely
mixed up there for a second.
I definitely. Let me tell you this, and this is for your listeners as well. Don't let your pride and ego get in the way of your decision making. So, you know, once Reince Priebus blocked me from my original job, which was to be the president's public liaison director,
okay,
effectively his Valerie Jarrett, That should have been a good signal to me to stay away from Washington.
Yeah.
But I put my pride.
But he had to notch it up a little bit. He had to go full Monty.
My OCD pride and ego kicked in, and I probably shouldn't have started my first day in the White House with a chainsaw and a Jason hockey mask. I probably shouldn't have done that. Okay, but I did both of those things.
Yeah.
But, you know, here we are now.
All right. Yeah, you ease in a little bit, find out where the men's room is, where do they keep the secret supply of the good coffee, and then let loose. All right, let's talk about those 10 days. Did you even get business cards? Were you there long enough to get business cards?
No. I wasn't there long enough to get business cards.
The ink hadn't dried on those cards.
Jeffrey,
yet.
Don't hurt my feelings. I was there for 11 days.
Oh, 11 days.
Let me explain why. If you start on the 21st and you're blown out on the 31st, but you work a full day on the 21st, it's 11 days. I sort of feel like, let's not give out fake news to your listeners, right?
All right, all
so,
right.
I mean, yeah, it was. Now, don't jip me out of 9.1% of my federal career. But no, I didn't have any business cards.
Okay.
The way I learned of my firing was 7 a.m. in the morning. Mike Pence, Vice President Pence, was looking for me. And my White House bat phone was deactivated, so that's the encrypted phone.
Jeez.
And so I went to turn the phone on to try to call him. And, of course, I couldn't call him, and I knew it wasn't a technical difficulty.
Right.
I knew I was toasted.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well,
that was the best day of my life, by the way.
Well,
besides the birth of my children.
Oh, thank
Loved
goodness.
It.
Yeah, I'm glad there's now, I'm not even going to ask you, Deidre, to do one and two with that.
Mooch and the Miss is also taking a crowbar to Anthony's head 30 minutes a week.
It should be the Mooch and tons of disses. That's what it should really be.
There you go. Yeah. Now, Mooch, did you ever look
at
this?
I
got to ask Mooch this. When you look at this, if you're thinking, oh, my God, 11 days. All right. I don't want to focus on this. I know it brings you down and all. But look at your wife. You'll be happy again. So, but 11 days. I'm thinking, God, if you had only done it from the end of December into January, that way when you put it on your resume, you go like 2017 to 2018, you got it covered, right?
A year.
I'm gonna ask the president to activate me for 2 days, so this way I can say I was there 18 and 19, as well as 2017. How's that?
I love it. Well, Mooch and the Misses is this new show. It's on radio.com. It's part of our big broadcasting conglomerate here. Now, I know that you, Mooch, are on the right side of things politically, but Deidre, lovely as you are, my understanding is that you're, what's the word I'm looking for? Wrong on a lot of stuff.
Hey, I knew. You know what? I was very on the fence about making this phone call because I said, this is not going to go well for me. This is going to go well for Anthony, but not for me. But I was brave, and I did it anyway.
No, you're a great person.
Tell me what you want to ask me.
Well, I just...
I'll tell you how everything should be.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, do me the favor. How should everything be? What's the president
doing
right?
Well, I mean,
not
to get, like, too serious, but...
Yeah.
So, let's talk about this. Not to get too serious, but there were shootings today, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. There were two other shootings that happened today. We need some better gun reform. Like, we need some better gun laws. Like, what are we doing here? You know, I'm sitting here thinking that's definitely not something he's doing right. That's something he's doing completely wrong. So I don't know, as a mom, as a human, how could anyone think that being able to buy a semi-automatic weapon and all of this ammunition is something that we should be able to do? I don't know. I want to hear you guys argue that point with me.
Oh.
I would love to hear it.
Oh, well.
Yes.
All right. Do you want me to handle this one, Anthony? Because I'm here. I don't have to go home and face...
Yes, I don't have enough battle armor on for this one. Okay, get our podcast on Tuesday. I'm punch drunk right now.
I got
so
you.
I'll let you try to take her down. Go ahead. All right, and I got orange hair dye for you too. If you fail,
you know what? There's nothing that you guys can even say about this. There's no way you can defend it. It's
which by the way is what's wrong with you. And can I use the word ilk? I'm using the word ilk. You and your ilk on the left, Deidre, is that you are.
But I'm not even a lefty. I'm just a, like someone who's trying to make things, you know, somewhere in the middle and normal and balanced, you know, I'm not a complete lefty. I'm really not.
No, I believe you.
But anyway, go ahead.
But let me ask you
a
question. So why do you want to take people's guns away, or you simply want them not to be able to purchase them in the first place?
I just don't think, I think we need to figure something out. I'm not claiming I have all the answers.
Yeah.
But I just don't see the rationale or the reasoning behind having these weapons where you can just, they're military weapons.
No, they're not. And, wait a minute. I'm going to throw a flag right there.
They're not.
Yeah, no, really. I think that's, all kidding aside, I think that's a very common misconception. I think people who don't necessarily have a lot of familiarity with firearms, and I sit here as a former police officer in another life, so this is one of the few areas where I actually know something legitimately.
Okay.
And I look at it and go, people paint these pictures. Oh, my God, it's an assault weapon. Well, you need to define what an assault weapon is. And even when you... you had the so-called assault weapon ban. What it did was it banned a lot of almost like paint jobs. It banned things called flashing. It banned certain colors used in paint, none of which affected the velocity of a bullet or anything like that. And everything that's available now is semi-automatic, which is one pull of the trigger, one bullet. So it's not a fully automatic situation, as some people seem to think that it is. And I think that's I think that people who talk about common sense gun reform and gun laws and what have you, I think would be very, very well served to take a couple of moments sometime, get out on a shooting range and see what you're really dealing with.
Well, I'm totally open to that. But
okay.
I totally am open to that, and I'm always looking to learn something new because I don't want to be just saying things that are incorrect and not understanding.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that just to be right. But I do not understand how there's not better background checks for mental illness and things of that nature, because that I do know people can quickly and easily get a gun, and I don't think that should be. Mm. I really don't.
All right.
So,
well, I'll tell you what.
That's another piece of it.
All
so,
right. Well, you two guys.
We can meet in the middle on this.
No, you two guys are going to need to address it on your podcast, Mooch and the Misses, and then I got to have you back, and you got to be on the show again.
Yeah. We would love that.
I'm certainly looking forward to that, and Jeff, I got to tell you, you didn't 100% lay a glove on her, so I'm going to help you here just one sec, okay?
Yeah.
I think that the number one issue is not the right to bear arms.
Yeah.
But we need to figure out who is actually bearing the arms and using them for harm's way. And you know and I know, if we can fingerprint ID a phone,
mm-hmm.
and we can unlock the phone with a fingerprint, there are things that we can do to protect innocent people from maniacs using guns on them. So we have to figure that out. I'm a big, big Second Amendment person. My father was a hunter. There were rifles and shotguns in my house the whole time I was growing up.
Okay.
And I certainly want to preserve for sane people. For sane people, I don't want the one or
two
apples.
Do you qualify as sane, Anthony?
But I don't have a gun, thank God, right? So I'm nuts. And Jeff is starting to figure out, and so are his listeners, how nuts I am. So I basically don't have a gun.
I don't think they needed to wait to have you on the show today.
No, listen. I'm going to tell you now. I felt the moment, Deidre, back me up on this, the moment that you wanted to argue for that 11th day. Dude, that was it. We knew it right then and there, right?
That was it. Right, exactly. Only a maniac would even go talking about that.
Well, listen, I love you guys. Mooch, I follow you on Twitter. You follow me on Twitter. Your tweets are much more entertaining than mine, and I appreciate what you're doing out there. We're looking forward to Mooch and the Misses. Have fun with it. We'll look forward to talking soon.
We appreciate it. Invite us back soon. There's a lot to discuss. And
I appreciate the love, even though you know I have some differing opinions. Thanks for that.
She's my better 9/10, Jeff. So at least I'm getting 1/10 of the conversation.
I love it. All right. Thank you, my friends. That's Mr. and Mrs. Anthony Scaramucci, Deidre, and The Mooch. Brand new show called Mooch and the Misses. It's going to be available for your listening at radio.com. It's Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.